Two Democrats are running for Lisa Murkowski's U.S. Senate seat. Both men are the same age. They're running low or no budget campaigns. Both used to be Republicans. And right there, the similarities come to a dead stop. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports on two candidates who, by disposition, are polar opposites.
Edgar Blatchford is 65, and it's hard to imagine a more boyish senior citizen. He's got the slight build of a long-distance runner, and he comes across as guileless. When Blatchford wants to point out a harsh truth, he'll sometimes preface it with a good golly.
I think I'm beginning to realize more and more why I am running. It's like I feel good about it. I feel good about putting my name on the ballot and saying, I'd like to be a U.S. senator.
He's got political credentials. He was mayor of Seward. He served in the cabinets of two Alaska governors. He was CEO of Chugach, the Native corporation of Prince William Sound. He also founded a chain of rural newspapers. Now he teaches journalism and public policy at the University of Alaska. Still, Blatchford is running an unconventional shoestring campaign.
What I found out is it's incredibly difficult to raise money to go in against an incumbent. Most people, I think, are intimidated. They don't want to say anything. You know, they'll pat you on the back and say, good luck. We wish you well, Edgar.
He says he did speak to the state Democratic Party before he filed, and a committee coalesced urging him to run for U.S. House. He decided, though, that Murkowski needed a Democratic challenger.
And I lost half my committee, which is okay. You know, I understand.
Many of the state's frequent Democratic donors are supporting independent Margaret Stock. Blatchford, who describes himself as a big fan of Hillary Clinton, says party affiliation matters.
This is not the time to abandon Democratic values and try to develop relationships with people who aren't totally reflective of Democratic values.
Blatchford has a thing for education. You'll need two hands to count his college degrees, a BA from Alaska Methodist University, law degree from University of Washington, master's in journalism from Columbia, an MA from Dartmouth, another MA from Harvard's Kennedy School, and a PhD from UAF. Among his priorities are to improve corporate governance. Blatchford says Native corporations need more transparency and equality for shareholders. And maybe those changes will help Wall Street, too. The other Democrat on the primary ballot is Ray Metcalf, a former legislator from Anchorage. Metcalf calls himself the anti-corruption candidate. He has, for decades, distributed reams of documents detailing what he considers to be Alaska's dirty politics.
The dynamics of a corrupt state are such that it is the corrupt people who raise the money to put you in, so you'll give them more money so they can raise more money to put more people in.
Metcalf seems world-weary, like he's seen so much malfeasance that his outrage receptors have burned out and he's operating on muscle memory. His focus is the intersection of politics and midtown real estate development. Ride with him to an Anchorage coffee shop and he'll tell you where, as he sees it, political influence was bought and sold.
This is just the midsection of my three-hour tour of skullduggery, bribery, and how politicians launder money with real estate.
And if you look at that, he's not kidding about the tour. A few years back, he had a bus and took people around to show where the bodies are buried. Some of the scenarios Metcalf cites were the subject of political corruption investigations. Metcalf also connects dots in ways no authorities have verified. His targets say his accusations are false and over the top. As a state house legislator in the 70s and 80s, Metcalf was a Republican, but he feuded with the social conservatives. He founded his own party, the Republican Moderates. Then he went further to the left and became a Democrat. These days, he's into Bernie Sanders' ideas, including free tuition and single-payer health care.
You know, if you look at Bernie's slate, I'm in 100% agreement with everything I've ever seen him say.
Now Metcalf feuds with the Democratic Party, which he says has mistreated the Sanders supporters.
We're still not welcome. They don't want us. They wish we would go away.
I get the feeling that you kind of like that status. That's a spot where you're comfortable being.
You're probably right.
One of these two candidates, Metcalf or Blatchford, will win the Democratic primary on Tuesday. He'll appear on the November ballot to challenge Senator Murkowski, assuming she wins her primary against two lesser-known Republicans, Bob Lochner and Thomas Lamb. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.